Your Excellency, Chairperson of the Conference, Honourable Ministers, Excellencies and Distinguished Delegates, it is an honour and privilege to stand before you today to give you our country's status and reflections on food and nutrition security. Botswana is committed to ensuring that her people have access to food and nutrition. This is even enshrined in two of Botswana Vision 2016 pillars, namely a prosperous, productive and innovative nation, and a compassionate, just and caring nation. Mr. Chairperson, despite our commitment to ensuring food and nutrition security, some poor nutritional status indicators still suggest that there is a significant micronutrient deficiency in the country. Reports indicate that levels of wasting, stunting and underweight among children under the age of 5 remain high. Prevalence of underweight is reported to be higher in rural areas than in urban areas. In addition, the Botswana Rural Livelihoods Baseline Profile report of 2008 indicates that food insecurity at household level continues to be a major problem in Botswana. Faced with these challenges, we have developed policies and strategies to mainstream issues of nutrition and food security across sectors in our interventions. These interventions include, among others, the Livestock Management and Infrastructure Development Project, aimed at improving food security for resource poor through improved productivity of the livestock subsector. The Integrated Support Program for Arable Agriculture Development for smallholder farmers, emerging and commercial farmers, aimed at increasing grain production, food security, and facilitating access to farm inputs and credit. And the Poverty Eradication Program, aimed at eradicating poverty at household level through provision of packages that are health-oriented, which include, among others, production of vegetables in backyard gardening and poultry. These programs are our noble attempts to enable the nation to have food and nutrition security. Limit provides animal protein through packages such as Tswana chickens and small stock, while ISPAT provides a variety of crops such as cereal, grains, legumes and horticulture products. In this way, beneficiaries access well-balanced, safe and nutrition foods. Also, in growing and diversifying the agriculture sector, the value of nutrition is taken into consideration. Hence, promotion of the dairy sector, introduction of new food commodities such as potatoes and honey, among others. Safety in processing of food is another concern for the government. Regulatory bodies such as Veterinary Services and Ministry of Health Food Control legislation ensure that food processing is within set sanitary standards and is in compliance with international food processing practices. Our National Plan of Action for Nutrition 2005 to 2010 is an outcome of the first international conference of 1992, which Botswana committed to. The plan of action developed with the assistance of FAO is aimed at alleviating hunger and malnutrition. On behalf of the Botswana government, I therefore extend my sincere appreciation to FAO for their support. The plan of action enabled us to develop the infant and young child feeding policy through the accelerated child survival development strategy. Mr. Chairperson, to further implement the declaration from the first international conference in nutrition in 1992, government introduced regulations that control marketing of food for infants and young children to promote breastfeeding and iodations of food-grade salt to address iodine micronutrient deficiency. The government of Botswana also introduced nutrition rehabilitation centers for inpatient monitoring and treatment of severe malnutrition incidences. Issues of malnutrition are also integrated in social programs such as destitute benefit orphans and programs for marginalized communities, including those with disabilities. Such efforts will go a long way in addressing food and nutrition security. It is our conviction that these interventions have brought about some improvements in reducing hunger and malnutrition in Botswana. According to the Botswana Family Health Survey, the percentage of children under 5 years who are stunted stands at 31.2%. Underweight prevalence among under 5 years children has reduced from 17% to 11.9%. Infant mortality rate reduced from 76 out of 1,000 live births in 2007 to 17 out of 1,000 live births in 2011. And under 5 years mortality rate reduced from 57 out of 1,000 live births in 2007 to 28 out of 1,000 in 2011. Despite the above improvements, Botswana, like other developing countries, still faces multiple challenges of nutrition, including inadequate infant and young child feeding practices, inadequate child caring practices, childhood diseases, food insecurity, poverty, low adoption of agriculture technologies, and low socioeconomic status as the major contributors to malnutrition in both rural and urban areas. I therefore wish to add our voice to calls for FAO and the WHO, as well as other international organizations, to support national governments, especially in developing countries, in their efforts to develop, strengthen, and implement their policies and programs to address the nutrition problems of the 21st century. Finally, Mr. Chairperson, let me take this opportunity to express our sincere gratitude and appreciation to the host country, the government, and the people of Italy for their warm welcome and their generous hospitality. Pula, let it rain. I thank you all for your attention.